Thank you again to Jeff and Rena Greenstein, sponsoring this week's Daf Yomi. We have at the top of the daf, we started a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The machlokas was, how thick can pas ava be for the sake of matzah? So we said, Tanu Rabbanan, in ofen pas ava ba Pesach. That's at least how it started. According to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says you can. So the Gemara says, v'kama pas ava, how much can thick bread be that Beis Hillel allowed it? So Amar Rav Huna, tefach kol sheken matzinim b'lechem apanim. It can be a tefach worth, because that's what we find by the lechem apanim, is also a tefach worth. It's kind of pretty thick. You know, you think of arm matzah, you don't really think of a whole tefach, but unless that's what the Gemara says. So Maskev Rav Yosef, Yosef has a problem with this. Im amru bizrizim, yomru b'she'enim zrizim. You're going to say that we can make it a tefach just like the Kohanim made it. But the Kohanim are experts, we're not experts. We're not that careful. So im amru b'lechem b'pas amela, right, bread that you work hard for, yomru b'pas she'enim amela, people aren't working very hard for them. This might have to do with how they well they need it. With a K, then it needs 300 kneadings with the hands or something like that. Something like that. I don't know.
300 rubbings by hand and 500 poundings with a fist.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking of like pizza dough or whatever. So you're not going to need that for matzah. You do need that for the lechem apanim. And the more active you keep it, the less inclined it's going to be to actually rise. So Gemara says, im amru be'etzim yaveshim, yomu be'etzim lachem. You're using, in that case, with the lechem apanim, you're using dried out wood. As opposed to with the matzah, you'd use wet wood, which isn't as hot, and it's going to come, you would need to keep it there for longer. Not exactly sure what the concern there with that is, but either way, im amru b'tanur cham, yomru b'tanur tzonein. Over there, they would always have a hot, ready-to-go oven for the other carbonos that needed an oven. Like the Karbanei Toda and the Mincha. So by matzah, you're not going to have it, and therefore you're going to need, it's going to be not hot enough, and you're going to need more time or something like that. It's going to be a different situation. So, im amru b'tanur shamatechas, yom b'tanur shacheres. Maybe a person has a different kind of oven. Maybe it's not metal. Maybe it's an earthenware oven, and therefore the heating process, the baking won't be the same thing. So you can't really learn from lechem, but that's the point. Rabbi Yosef is saying you can't learn from lechem apanim. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba She'ilis es Rabbi B'yichud. I asked this to Rabbi, not in the base medrash, in a one-on-one. Hold on. Oh, not Rabbi like Rabbi Yirmiyahu, just my Rabbi. So who was his Rabbi? Mani Rav. Ikta Ami. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Rav She'ilas es Rabbi B'yichud Umanu Rabbi Nakosh. That's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So my pas ava, what is pas ava? Pas meruba. It's a big dough, meaning it was made for many people. V'amai karele pas ava, why do they call it a thick bread if it really just means a lot of dough? B'shem din nefisha b'lisha, because it has a lot of kneading required. In that town, they used to call a lot of bread or a lot of dough, they used to call it pasava. That's just what they called it. So my taima, why would it therefore be a problem for Beis Shammai if it really has nothing to do with how thick the bread is? So then why is Beis Shammai so against it? Right? If the whole reason it's called pasava is not because of the thickness of the bread that might resemble our actual bread, and it's not going to be able, you're not going to be able to consider, you're not going to be able to keep it as matzah. So if that's not the concern, so what's Beis Shammai's concern? So Gemara says, Imishum dekatarach tirchad lo tzarech, if it's because you're doing too much work and you shouldn't be doing so much work on Yantif. My ear be Pesach will be Yom Tov Nami. It should have nothing to do with Pesach. Pesach is a yantif, and other yantifs also. So Gemara says, Inachanami really doesn't have anything to do with Pesach. It just happens to be that when he said that, when he quoted Beisel Beishamai, it happened to be on Pesach. So therefore, they called it, they said about Pesach, but that comes back to the parentheses you see in the Gemara, that maybe it could have, maybe the text actually said Yom Tov and not Pesach. So Tana Nami Hachi, we have a brace that says this also, Beishamai Orm Inofenet Pasach Abba B'Yom Tov. Beisel Matirin, that it's not about Pesach as much as it's about Yom Tov. And that's where you find this exact machlokas as it's being presented here. Really just a lot of dough, and it's about work. It's not about the actual dough or the actual matzah being made. So Tana Rabbana and Yotzim Pas Nakia. You can use nicely sifted flour for Pesach. Behadra, which is coarse bread, not as fine. Besrikin Hamatsuyarin. This is interesting. This is some kind of bread that you make designs into. Is that what it says? Mitsuyarin?
Yeah, etching.
Yeah,
etching decorations.
You put some kind of lines in it. Pesach. You're allowed to use Ava Bisha Amru, Ain Osin Strikan Mitsuyarin Pesach. Even though you're not allowed to make it on Pesach, as we'll see soon, you're allowed to be Yotze, your Yotze, your Mitzvah with that kind of matzah. So Amru, Rabbi Yehuda, Adavar Zeshah, Baisos, Ben Zunin Lechachamim. I don't know what that name means. Why can't you make these, design breads on Pesach? So Amru lo mendesha isha shoha ala mechamatzta. Because the woman, it takes more time to actually to make all these designs, and therefore her word is going to be machmitz. It's going to actually rise in the time that she's preparing it. So Amru lohem efshar yasen b'tfus. You could do it with a mold. I think that's what it means. Some kind of mold. V'yikba'ena kevan. V'yikba'ena kevan. I think kevan means here. It means fast. Right? You can do it right away. You don't have to sit there with like a little, etching tool or anything like that. You can actually just put a mold and then done with it. So, Amru lo, Yomru kol asrikin asurin srikin v'aisus mutarin. Are we going to say that everybody else's designs on their bread is problem, but Baitus, you get to do your design because you have a mold. So no, we're not going to do that. So we have a little plug. Baitus doesn't get any special treatment. So I'm Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. Pamach nechnas yachar abel leis Rabbi Kamil. Ve'evil lefan mitzriken mitzriyam bePesach. They brought him this designed bread. I guess matzah. So Amarti Abba Lokach Amar Chacham Enos Nesrik Nemtzuyim bePesach. Didn't we say you're not allowed to make this designed matzah on Pesach? So Amar Li Bini Lo Shal Kol Adam Amru Ela Shal Nach Tomin Amru. They didn't say that about every person. They said that about the bakers who have a vested interest in making fancy designs so people can buy them. So they take extra long, and that's why we're concerned with them. But regular people, they're not as fancy, and they make their matzah relatively quickly, even with designs. So Iket Amri, or you could say Hachi Kamarle. This is what it says: Lo Shal Nach Tomin Amru Ela Shal Kol Adam. Meaning that it wasn't that rule of designs didn't apply to bakers, because bakers who are professional like us, so we know how to do it quickly. But other people who take longer, that they don't know how to design things, so for them it's a problem. So unclear in which direction we paskin like here, but interesting how it's completely the opposite of what he said the first time. I think we just paskin generally don't make these any at all. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Osin Srikin Kamin Rikikin. You can make them very thin. Rikikin are like pancakes, I think. So ain osin srikin kamin gluskaos. But you can't make the thick ones because of their thickness, they actually are machmas faster. Okay? Tana Rabbanan, or Tznan Hasam. Hasufganin v'hadufshanin v'iskritin v'chalas hamasres. These are all different types of bread. One bread, it sounds like sponge cake of some kind. The other one is fried with honey. Another one is iskritin.
Wafers.
Wafers. And what's chalas masras?
pan loaf.
All right, these different types of specialized breads. And meduma, which is made from, I assume, mixed up chulin and truma. So all of those do not have the requirement of challah. So we're going to go, I think we're going to go through this a little bit. So my chalas hamasres, what does it mean? You said this was a pan loaf. So I said, Amr Yishu ben Levi, ze chalut shel bali batim. This is like that, like the boiled bagel type thing that you boil it in water. So Amr Yishlakish halalu masi ilfasein. That's made in some kind of pan. And that sits on top of a fire, but it's not inside of an oven, and therefore it's not called bread. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Masa Ilfas Chayavin, Halalu Shasan Bechama. Regular bread, which is made in a pan, is still called bread, but these are made in the sun, and that's why they're a problem. That's why they're not considered bread. And that's why you're not chayav and challah for them. So when my mesevei hasuf karnav hadufshan vaskritin asan beilfas chayavin bechama chayavin, right? All those things are chayav, and bechama is patzer. So tiyuf de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that seems to go against Rish Lakish, who said he said that the chalas masters, which is not in here. I guess that's the question, that you don't make chalas masres in here, but also because he said chalas masres was made in an ilfas and it was made in a pan, and here it's saying even though these things are made in a pan, they're still going to be pater. Sorry, they're still going to be chayev. Even though Rabbi Rish Lakish said the chalas hamasres is itself made in a pan and it is pater, here it says it's chayev. So Amar Ula Amar Lach. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, what Rabbi Rish Lakish could say, Hachamai Eskinan, Shir Siach Ulvasof Hidbik. When you made it, you heated it up inside of the pan on the fire, and then you put it, and then you put the dough on it. Meaning you heated up the pan by itself, and then you put the dough in it. That's normal. But to make it in the pan and heat it up at the same time, so that's a bit different. That would be the same type of thing where you would be potter. But if you heated up the pan and then you put the dough in, so then that would be chayev. Aval hidbik ulvasof hirtiach. But if you put it in the pan first, and then
I lost audio too. Man.
We can't hear you, Rabbi.
All right, I figured this. I told DC it was a new computer. I might have a problem with that.
Now we can hear you, by the way.
Okay. So it looks like it takes about 12 minutes to drop out. So let's see what we can do. Okay, I can hear you guys, so maybe if you talk when that happens, you let me know. So in this case, I'll hidbik ulvasof hirtiach. If you put it in the pan and then it gets, and then you heat it up on the fire, so my, so hachanami dipturin, that would be what Rish Lakish is talking about when he says that it's pater. So the Gemara says, adetani seifa asan bechama pturin, when it says at the end that you made it with the sun and it's pater, so it should also say, not just by the sun, but it should have made that distinction in the Braisa itself. So when it says, yeah, chasur mechzer v'achikitani v'amad v'aramurim k'shirtiach v'sof hidvik, aval hidvik v'sof hirtiach nasik mishas mecham b'turin. Yeah, that is what the Braisa means to say. So tashima, yotzim b'matza hina, which is not completely baked matza, v'matza suya b'ilfas, and also matza, which is made in a pan. Presumably this also, according to Rish Lakish, means Hachanami shir tiach losof hidbik, that you heat up the pan and then you put the dough in. So my matzahina was matzahina. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel kol she porsa v'ein chutin nimshach neimena. right? If it's like you pull it apart
cleanly,
you're right. If it breaks and it doesn't. And it doesn't
you don't have threads of dough.
Yeah.
Coming up.
I assume that the threads of dough are less baked, but this is saying that it's threads of dough make them more, I guess, cohesive. But here, I guess, I don't know. I don't exactly know the. I'm not one to tell you about baking, but that's what it says here. If it's not breaking in a normal way, where the bread is sort of connected and fluffy with and mixed with each other, so then that's not good. That's not baked enough. That's called matzah hina. And you cannot use it, or you can use it for matzah. I don't exactly know how that works with matzah either way, but... Okay. Amarava, v'chein lachmei todah. You say the same thing by the bread that you use for the karbanei todah. Okay. Pshita. Of course. Hacha. Lechem ksiv, hach lechem ksiv. Why would you think otherwise? It's still called lechem. So Gemara says, "Ma'ot etiem b'chol ksiv v'hikriv mimenu echad v'hikriv mimenu." That you'd say from the pasuk Vayikra Zion by the lechem etoda. So v'hikriv mimenu echad mikol karban. You bring 40 loaves. So what's the word echad mean? Echad shlo yito paros. That has to all take in one grabbing, but not break apart from each other. Hacha keman deprisa damya. So maybe you would think, in this case, even though the thread, the dough is not threaded, you know, it's not connecting to each other, so maybe you would think this is considered like one big... maybe it's considered like it's broken, and therefore it wouldn't be good enough. Kamash Malan, it's still good even if it breaks like that. Okay, I guess that's what I have to say. So Mesave Hameisa. What exactly Meisa is, we'll see in a second. Beisham Epotu Meisil Mechayven. Right, you don't have to take challah from Meisa. And Basil says you do have to take challah. Hachalita, we'll talk about that in a second. Also, Beisham Mechayv v'Basil Apotrin. It's the other way around. So, Ezu Meisa v'Ezu Hachalita. Hameisa kamach she'agabe muglashin. Hachalita muglashin she'agabe kamach. Okay. Meisa is when the flour is on top of the boiling water. And Chalita is when the boiling water is on top of the flour. I don't know if that's possible, but I guess it depends on which order you're making the dough. I don't know. Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv Zev Zev Beliftor Zev Zev Lichiyuv V'Chachamram Echad Zev Echad Zev Aslan Be'ilfas Patzor B'tanor Achayev. So different machloksim here. Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yossi says that both of them are patzor from challah. And they said back. Who's they said back? Oh, and some people say that he said they're both in the Merchayev. The Chachamim say no. Both of them, if they're made in a pan, they're Pater. If they're made in an oven, they're Chayev. Back to the Seben of Rabbi Yochanan on the first Amud. So Tanaka v'Tanakama Maishna Meisa Maishna Chalitza. According to the Tanakam, who says that there's a difference between Beisham Beisilo. So why would there be such a difference? So Amar Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel V'chein Amar Reb Yehuda V'Yitamar Reb Yehoshua Ben Levi B'machlokas B'zu Kach Machlokas B'zu. Whatever the Machlokas is in this case, it's going to be Machlokas in the other one. V'savra, in the beginning of it, thought Misha Shanazu Lo Shanazu. In the beginning, the Tanakhama thought that anyone who said that the first part was this thought that the second part was a different person. Tanisha Shanas Aresha Cholik Al Tanisha Shanas Asifa. Yeah, I'm not really sure what this means. So Tanimiyas V'Chacham Orim Echad Zev Echad Zev Shasam Be'Ofav Patur B'Tanachayev Tiyuf Tidreb Yochanan. to use the Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish is the one. Wait. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is the one that said that Ilfas would be Pater. And then we have to make the distinction about the order that you put it in the pan versus heating it up. And Rabbi Yochanan was the one that says that it's always going to be chayv, just like a regular oven. So how could it be over here that Chachamim say that you'd be chayv if it's in the oven, but if it's in the pan, you would not be chayv? Are we back? How about now?
Can't hear anything.
You can still see me?
Oh, now we can.
Now we can hear you again.
Okay. That was 8 minutes. All right. So let's see. Maybe it's going down and down. Let's see if we can finish it off for the next one. Katani Mias. That when you use a pan, the Chachamim say that it's going to be Pater, and that's against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that a pan is just like the oven. So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan tonight he's Machlokes Tanaim, and I'm allowed to pass like the other Shita. Detanya, how do we know? The Brisa says Yachol Yehimisa Chulta Chayim Bchal Tamalomer Lechem. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ein Lechem Ela Avoy Betanor. That bread is only one that's made in a. Oven. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda, that's the same thing as the first Shita in the Braisa. That is Chayv and Chala. Why? What would be the difference? El Lav, Samasa Ilfasika Benayu. It must be that there's a difference between what Rabbi Yehuda said in Tanakama in the sense that a pan would be different. That Tanakama Savar Masa Ilfas Chayavin. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Masa Ilfas Peturin. So Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the machlokas. The kuliyam masi ilfas petun. Everyone agrees that masi ilfas is going to be patur. You're not going to be chayv and chala. V'ha'acha kigon shechazav afal betanu kamifalgi. But here we're talking about if you then rebake it inside of an oven. The tanu kamisavar kigon shechazav afal betanu lechem karinan lei. That the first shita says that once you redo it in the oven, so then the office is going to be okay because you're making it in an oven. But the Rabbi Yehuda sever ein lechem el ha'afal betanu meikara." That the bread has to be made originally in the oven. And this, if it came into Meikara, lav, betana rafiyei, lav lechem hu. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be patur, even though you made it in an oven afterwards, you had to have made it in the oven beforehand. And that's why he says you have to, that's what it means when he says, ech ein lechem ela afo betanor, meaning originally. So, Amar Rava, my Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, what is his reasoning? Dechsivasu, va'afu eser shanim, lachem betanor achad. I think this is in the Tochacha, that 10 women will make their bread in one oven. In Tocha in Bechukosai. So lechem ha'afo betanor echad kar lechem, she'en afo betanor echad en kar lechem. As long as they're made, the bread is made in one oven, right? Lachmachem betanor echad, it calls it lechem, but if it's made in multiple things, like an oven and a pan, or I should say a pan and then an oven, so then it's not going to be good enough. So Yosef, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Achor, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Zeir, Kamei De'ula, they were sitting in front of each other. Amar lei Rabba le Rabbi Zera mei Ula. They asked Ula hidbik mi befnim, v'hir tiach mi bechutz. You put the dough inside the pan and then you heat it up from outside. So mahu. So Amar lei my imalei. What should I say back to him? It's the iam imalei Amar li hai nihu mas ilfas. What should I say if I ask him this? Rabbi Zera said to Rabba. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were sitting behind Rabbi Zera. And Rabbi Zera was sitting in front of Ula. So now Rabbi Zera is saying to Rabba, what should I say about this pan? If I tell him that question, so he's going to tell me, that's the same machlokas Rabbi Shlakish Rabbi Yochanan. So what are you asking me? So Amar Rav Yosef Rav Zera Bay Minei Meula Hidbik Mi Befnim VaAvuka Kenegdo, meaning not that it's heated up in a normal way, but there is some kind of torch next to it. So Mahu So Amar Le My Emale. What should I say? De I Aminale Amar. If I say that Amar Li Rov Ani Emosim Kain. That's how most people make bread, and therefore that. Even that, according to Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, would be the machlok, because Rish Lakish would say it's pater, and Rabbi Yochanan would say it's still chayv. Okay, should we stop here? Let's just say the first line here. I'm Rabbi Asi, Isa shel Maaser Sheni l'divrei Rabbi Meir, the dough of Maaser Sheni according to Rabbi Meir, petur min achala, is not chayev. L'divrei Chachamim chayev es b'chala. The Chachamim are going to say that it's still considered to be owned by the people who have it, even though they have to do something when they still own it, and therefore they'd be chayev and chala when they have the dough until they get rid of it, I guess. Whereas Rabbi Meir would say, no, it doesn't belong to them. They have to do the mitzvah matzah sheni with it. Okay, and we'll talk about matzah in a second. Okay, shkayach.
All right,
I'll get the other computer back. Shkayach.